If you illegally pass a school bus in the Highline District, you're likely to get a nearly $400 ticket in your mailbox. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports the district is one of the first in the state to roll out a new school bus camera system that helps nab drivers who ignore those stop sign paddles.
Roger Fowler has been a school bus driver for 17 years, but it still amazes him what can happen when he stops to let students on or off his bus and puts out his bright red stop paddle.
I have people run it on purpose. I have people give me a very unfriendly gesture with their finger, looking right at me, kids on the ground, lights and stop paddle out, and they go by. It's like, what? It just is hard to fathom that somebody can be that callous.
Highline School's transportation director, Devin Denny, says a few years ago, his predecessor decided to do something about it.
Well, the former transportation director was in his office one day and had a middle-aged gentleman, a school bus driver, come to his office practically in tears. He had seen a very near miss with a motorist who ran a stop paddle, nearly hitting a child.
The director decided enough was enough. He found a company that installs traffic cameras on the side of school buses. Like red light cameras, they shoot video and still images whenever a motorist passes a school bus illegally. Violators can get a ticket in the mail. There was just one problem. The cameras were not legal under Washington law. So we worked with the state legislature to get the law changed. The program launched in June. It was a welcome development for Roger Fowler.
During the last school year, I had 80 people run my paddle, which was very disconcerting. At the end of that period is when I got my camera installed on board.
His is one of 10 buses with cameras on the side. The elementary students he's driving this afternoon have different theories about the camera's purpose.
Well, they're here because if mean people try to steal other kids, maybe they'll snatch a kid when they're driving.
It's taking pictures of the houses and the cars because he might forget the places he has to go.
Between routes, Fowler turns around in his seat and breaks it down for his passengers.
When we stop and you get off the bus, the red lights are going, remember, and the paddle's out saying stop. And if a car comes along and runs by me, that takes their picture.
Oh, like yesterday?
Like yesterday.
That was my uncle. He didn't know it.
Oh, that's too bad, because he'll probably get a ticket.
For $394. Part of that fine goes to the company that installs the cameras. That makes the program free for the school district. After administrative costs, the rest of the fine goes to student safety measures. In the first month of this school year, the cameras have already captured 172 apparent violations. The King County Sheriff's Office reviews each one. They've written 23 tickets so far. Highline Transportation Director Devin Denny says the hope is that as word gets out about the new technology, motorists will stop illegally passing school buses. In the meantime, he says, when people do run stop paddles, the cameras let bus drivers focus on the students on the street and not the cars.
They keep the driver's attention where it needs to be at a critical moment. They won't stop a car. We really need a device that can do that, but they will capture all that information.
So far, the only other district in the state with school bus traffic cameras is Bethel in Pierce County. Seattle Public Schools plans to add them to buses later this school year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.